While Chicago faces historic crime surge, Mayor Lori Lightfoot fundraises for Florida Democrat Val Demings. By Katherine Hamilton on October 6, 2021. Florida Representative Val Demings, DFL, held a campaign event hosted by far-left Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot on Monday, Fox News reported. Lightfoot, who succeeded in making Chicago one of the largest sanctuary cities in the country, has repeatedly sparked the ire of local law enforcement during her more than 2 years as mayor, according to the report. Earlier this year, she signed a measure removing all exceptions that allowed police to cooperate with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Demings, who is the former police chief of Orlando, is apparently undeterred by Lightfoot's soft-on-crime approach even though rising crime is a top voter concern. Chicago, where the event took place, is reportedly on pace to have its highest annual murder tally in 25 years, according to WBEZ Chicago. Last year saw a drastic increase in murders as well. The Chicago Sun-Times reported 774 murders by December 31, an increase of more than 50% from the 506 murders in 2019. According to Fox News, Demings has also voted against provisions in Democrats' $3.5 trillion so-called reconciliation bill that would prohibit illegal immigrants with criminal backgrounds from obtaining legal status. The Congresswoman has repeatedly aligned herself with far-left activists and politicians since she announced her bid to unseat Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, in the 2022 midterms. Demings has been seen alongside former Representative Luis Gutierrez, a pro-amnesty Democrat who once belonged to the now-defunct Puerto Rican Socialist Party, as he endorsed her as a fighter for immigrants, the report states. She also campaigned with leftist activist Amy Siskind in August. Siskind has reportedly repeatedly compared the Republican Party to the Taliban. Rubio has more support than Demings, early polls show. In September, a Redfield and Wilton Strategies poll found that 48% of voters would pick Marco Rubio and 36% would vote for Demings if she were to be the Democratic nominee for the Senate seat. Results are similar if former U.S. Representative Alan Grayson is presumed to be the Democratic nominee, with 48% saying they would vote for Rubio and 36% saying they would vote for Grayson, according to the poll report. Demings' campaign did not respond to Fox News's request for comment by the time of publication.